Catholics around the world are trying to decide what to make of the new pope who was just named yesterday. He is Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He's a Jesuit priest, and he's from Latin America. Let's go live to the Como Newsline right now. We have Father John Whitney on our newsline. He is the pastor of Seattle's Jesuit parish, St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Capitol Hill. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
We appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us. For folks who don't understand what would be different about a Jesuit, what does that bring to the papacy that we haven't seen before?
Well, I think one of the things is formation in Jesuit spirituality. We know that the Holy Father would have been formed through the spiritual exercises, a 30-day silent retreat taken a few times. He was, I believe, provincial of Argentina for 6 years at one point, in which he was the head of the Jesuits in that region. So he is familiar with the life of a religious life and what that means to live as a religious priest, which is slightly different than a diocesan priest. So he has that experience, I think, of that contact with Jesuits around the world.
Do you expect, Father, that the election of Pope Francis will bring any change of any kind to the Catholic Church?
It certainly seems so. I mean, the first impressions I found of the humility, asking the people to pray for him right at the beginning, the experience of the poor, his experience of the poor and his great commitment to the poor, I think will re-energize us for the calls of Vatican II and the period following for solidarity, greater solidarity with the poor and an outreach to bring the poor into the center of our discussions.
And he has already made some symbolic gestures. Even before he was selected as Pope, he was known for riding the bus in Argentina. And I understand that yesterday he opted for just a normal car to take a trip across Rome. How significant are these signs that he is sending out?
Well, I think he's pushing back on the image of the Pope as a king or a great worldly ruler and trying to take on the humility of a follower of Jesus Christ. And I think those are very significant. The first symbols are always the most important, I think, in setting a tone for where the Vatican is going and where the Holy Father is hoping to direct it.